So now we're going to take switch gears. We had, of course, the tragic death of Clarence Mitchell III, who was just a fighter for civil rights and human rights in our community. We are joined now by Michael Mitchell Jr. Mike Mitchell is an attorney and nephew of the late state senator Clarence Mitchell and son of Michael Mitchell as well. So, Mike, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mark. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Good to have you on the air with us.
I wanted to first give details on the arrangements.
Please do.
It's actually incorrectly printed in the Sun paper. Clarence's memorial service is going to be this Sunday at Sharp Street Memorial United Methodist Church. The family hour will be from 3 to 4, and the actual service will start at 4 p.m., not 5, like it says in the paper.
Okay, good. I'm going to get that out there and put that on our website as well. So, I've known your dad and your uncle for most of my life, and just thinking about the last time I saw your uncle, and he was talking about getting up out of that wheelchair, and he still had that the power of was inside of him, even though he was battling his cancer, and I just for your generation of young people in their 30s and 40s, talk about what you think the legacy of a man like Clarence Mitchell III means for people coming behind him.
Well, let me first speak personally about what my Uncle Clarence
Please
meant
do.
To me.
Please.
Our parents separated and divorced kind of around the same time. So I kind of grew up with his children, Lisa and Clarence, basically as brother and sister to me. I can vividly recall the many nights that I spent at their house on Wabash. And even though our parents were separated, I know that I saw my father and my Uncle Clarence more than most children saw their parents who actually lived in the house with them.
Mm-hmm.
And from a personal side, I just have some very fond early childhood memories of being with my Uncle Clarence. I did not know him as the state senator or the public persona. I knew him as the Uncle Clarence who took my cousin Lisa and Clarence and I to the Democratic Convention in 1975 when I was 9 years old. I just have the most vivid memories of that. It's the Uncle Clarence. I went to private school and my cousins went to public school, so our spring breaks were different. I knew the Uncle Clarence who would drop everything and take me to Annapolis to stay at Arundel on the Bay with him during the legislative session, just me and him, and put my dirt bike on the back of his Cadillac and drop me off at Severn Run and take me trout fishing. He was the eternal optimist, Mark. Whenever you went to see him in his hospital bed or even the times when he and my father went through there for travails with the WETEC incident, he just had this magnetic, kind of charismatic, larger-than-life personality that could just light up a room even if he was in a wheelchair. And the one thing that I remember most, aside from my personal experiences, is going to those early CDAO and PDAO, People Democratic Action Organization meetings, and just the connection that my father and my uncle had with the regular citizens, people like Ruth Ford, people like Johnny Mae Thompson, and just the way that they connected with the people. You know the type of personality that he had, Mark.
Yes.
And it's just a shame that he's gone, and I choose to remember that larger-than-life character who was really all about family and just the eternal optimist until his dying days, literally.
Absolutely true. And he had a rich legacy from being the youngest black legislator in the United States when he was elected to his run for mayor in 1970 he never stopped being a fighter for social justice despite, as you were just alluded to, the trials and tribulations that he and your father went through. And he'll be missed. I was really, I knew he was fighting for his life with cancer, but I was really shaken aback and shocked when I read that he had passed away. And so the question is, how's your dad doing?
He's hanging in there. It's been tough. My dad and Uncle Clarence were more than brothers.
Yeah, they were so tight.
And as someone who grew up with them, Reverend Carter at New Shiloh has been invaluable, and the family has really drawn together. And I think that the planning of the service and what's going on now has been very therapeutic for my father. And like my Uncle Clarence, just would give you the shirt off of their back and just the care and concern that they had just for the average citizens and the connections. is what I choose to remember about my Uncle Clarence.
Well, Michael Mitchell, please give your dad my best and my love and our condolences to you and the entire family and to our community.
Thank you very much, Mark, and good talking to you.
You too, my brother.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye. We just needed to pay our respects, I think.
Amen.
Don't you think so?
I was amazed. I was in Annapolis when I got word from Tessa Hill Aston, the president of the NAACP, called me and told me that he had died. She had gotten word. And I tell you, Mark, I took it a lot harder than I had anticipated, only because whenever I was in his presence, as you said and as Michael just said, there was something really amazing about his spirit. And he would pull me aside and he would hold me until he was done saying what he had to say, including critiques of my show, including critiques of the issues we need to be talking about, mm-hmm. and the new generation of politicians and young office holders, and how he would challenge me and everyone. You know, you've got to ask the tough questions. You've got to ask them what they're doing for the people. And we got calls at the from people all over the country. He was one of the founders of the National Black Legislators Association. He was one of the founders of the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus, one of the oldest in the country. And he was a giant. They called him Bear.
Right.
But they called him that for a reason, because he was absolutely ferocious when it came to fighting for the for justice and equality and treating people with humanity.
I'm glad you had a chance to say something here. That was good. Thank you.